This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up relatively soon, actually Wednesday, November the 12th. It's Project Connect, and I would like to welcome into the program to talk more about it, Chelsea Boss with the Lenawee Continuum of Care. And Chelsea, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
As well as Bob Benke, too. And Bob, it's good to have you with us as well.
Great to see you, Dale.
Yeah. First off, let's explain what Project Connect is all about, Bob.
Well, an important thing that we want to mention about Project Connect is it really becomes a one-stop shop, a resource center for those in our community that are in the most need. So it is put on by the local Lenawee Continuum of Care. And what we do is we have 40 different service providers, and really we're here to connect individuals that are in the most need in our community with housing help, legal help, jobs, healthcare, and then really simple things such as food options and haircuts as well.
Mm, okay. So we should explain what the Lenawee Continuum of Care is all about, Chelsea.
Yes, absolutely. The Lenawee Continuum of Care is designed to promote community-wide commitment to the goal of ending homelessness. Community service providers from all vocations band together to try and fill the gaps in care and resources for our community members.
Yeah. And the thing is, Chelsea, is that a lot of times it's really not anybody's fault or their necessarily their fault of their own that they find themselves in that situation, right?
So many people are two paychecks away from not being able to pay a bill. Mm-hmm. And if that's the housing note that doesn't get paid, it's real simple to find yourself without a place to be.
Yeah. So, Bob, who is able to attend this event?
Right. So we want to make sure that this is not an event just for people who are experiencing homelessness, but these are for, again, anyone that feels that they're in need and some of the resources that they hear us talking about that they could come and benefit from. So it's open to anyone, really focusing in on low-income families and those that are experiencing issues with homelessness. We'll have free lunch that's provided by the Salvation Army.
Nice.
So opportunity there to, you know, come out, experience, you know, free lunch, haircut from my cousin Vinny's. Those are the things that we want to entice people to get them through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that is really an opportunity to look around the room at the Merchants Building at the fairgrounds and say, wow, there's 40 great service agents who are here that can serve me. And whether that's related to housing, whether that's related to looking for a new job or a new career pathway, or going down the road of food assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all great opportunities. And we also have, we'll talk a little bit more about veterans programs.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, the thing is, Bob, too, a lot of times when this happens is that you find yourself that you had no idea that you're going to be in this situation. And then when it does happen, it's like, I don't know where to turn.
Right.
You know, where do I get help from? And this is going to be a great way to find that out.
And, you know, a lot of other great things is out there is that there's a lot of resources that people don't know exist.
Yes.
So it's like you don't know what you don't know. And you walk in and you're like, oh, my gosh, here's, you know, amazing information related to the services from community mental health or from the veterans step down program that
mm-hmm.
They're going to have there as well. So those are, I think, the important pieces of getting your foot into the door to see what services we offer here throughout Lenawee County to support those in need.
So the one thing we haven't mentioned so far is when and where, Chelsea.
So Wednesday, November 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it will be at the Lenawee Community Fair and Event Grounds. A big piece of this, too, is how are you going to get there?
Yeah.
So if you are unable to get yourself there, the Department of Health and Human Services is helping fund a dedicated bus from the Lenawee Public Transportation Authority. They'll have that dedicated bus to take community members to and from this event free of charge.
Nice.
You just need to call their main number, which is 517-265-4444. 4-4, really hard. and you do need to let them know you are going to Project Connect. Make that clear to them on the phone, and you can get free transportation over there.
That phone number once again, Chelsea?
517-265-4444.
Okay. So, Bob, you alluded to this earlier. Let's talk about the veteran services that are going to be available there.
Yeah, so this is going to be just like last year. We will offer a veteran stand down at this event, and veterans can access a number of resources, not only from the local veterans program, from the state level, also from the VA as well. But it's important to bring a copy of your photo ID and then a copy of your DD-214 to this event. And again, there's a special room that's set up within the Merchants Building that's focused just on veterans care and veterans resources.
And I'm really excited about this year. We have had an increase in the number of service providers that will be coming to service and talk to our veterans. So
this
we might need to make a little extra space this year for that.
Oh, nice.
So we're excited
Look at that. Well, go ahead, Bob.
And it's one of those things that, you know, if you haven't been there, and again, so if you're a veteran and you're not experiencing homelessness, don't think that, I can't go to that, you know.
Or this so doesn't apply
right,
to me.
Yeah, this doesn't apply to me. So come in, have a free lunch. Who doesn't, you know, enjoy a free lunch? But then also have that opportunity to, as a veteran, see the services that are available to you here locally from the state and then also from the VA as well. So good opportunities there to connect.
Yeah.
And I would like to touch on that a little bit as well, not just for veterans, but if you're another service provider and this isn't the right type of event for you to set up at, I would encourage you to come. If you're dealing with community members or you have friends and family, the first time that I volunteered for this event, I learned about several organizations in our community that I didn't know about. And so that helps me in my job at the library. If I overhear something or patrons are talking to me about certain needs that they have, mm-hmm. I can help point them in the right direction. And this has given me more knowledge to help with that.
And again, this is a situation when we were talking about the veterans as well. I've known a couple of people that are veterans that didn't realize that they were they could access mm-hmm. certain services, that they were able to apply for different either funding or services that they had no idea that they were, being able to access.
Absolutely. And, you know, coming up with your Thank a Vet program, yeah. and this is one day after Veterans Day, so we moved it back specifically for that. So veterans could be honored, but also service providers, the most service providers we could get would be available on the 12th.
Yeah. Good plan on that. Bob alluded to it earlier, Chelsea, lunch is going to be served, right?
Yes, there will be lunch. The Salvation Army has been hired to cater for everyone who wants or needs a hot meal that day. I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be delicious.
I will tell you, we have been pushing hard because last year, Sloppy Joe's were over the top success.
Okay.
And I'll say that from my own experience. But so we pushed that in, and that's what we're looking forward to. So it's a great hot meal. So come on down and join us for that.
Who doesn't like Sloppy Joe's, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. That's number one. So, Bob, what is going to be the plan for the day? How is this going to be all set up?
Right. So doors open at 10 o'clock. So, again, we're out at the the fairgrounds at the Merchants Building. And when individuals come in, we need to take a little bit of information from them. And then basically from that, they're able to roam and talk and, check in, visit with the individual service providers. I will say that this is a great opportunity to get your name in on the list for a free haircut from My Cousin Vinny's Barbershop. This is I was stationed to them right next to them last year, and it was amazing to see the transformation that was taking place and how excited people were as they were walking away with a brand new haircut from My Cousin Vinny's Barbershop.
That's awesome.
From that, there's Adrian Medical Pharmacy. They're going to be providing flu shots. Again, you can have lunch. The greatest thing here is that there's a number of door prizes from organizations and individuals from across Lenawee County, and people stay for those door prizes throughout the year. That was my job last year, and we had individuals that showed up at 10 o'clock and they stayed until 2 to collect those winnings and their door prizes. Yeah. And it was some really great door prizes, gift certificates to Meijer, to local gas stations, restaurants, other community activities, in addition to baskets that have been donated as well.
That's awesome. I'm sure there's a lot of people that you'd like to thank too, Chelsea.
Yeah, so if we could just take a moment to thank some of our amazing sponsors who have really helped make this possible. The Community Action Agency, the Family Medical Center of Michigan, the Adrian Diversity Parade and Event Fund, Kiwanis Club of Adrian, Michigan, My Cousin Vinny's, Adrian Medical Pharmacy, and I believe, as of this morning, Lenawee County.
Excellent. Yeah, great support and great collaboration there, Bob.
Yeah, it definitely is a great community event to come together to, again, the importance here of providing the services and outreach to those most in need in our community. This is the event that we thank for all their support.
So the thing is, with this coming up on the November 12th, is that to make sure that if you know someone that could benefit from this, to make sure that they know about it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Share this with your neighbors, your friends, your family, anyone that you talk to on the street. If you need flyers, I am happy to get them for you.
Okay.
If you're a organization that has a bulletin board, you can get in touch with me at the Adrian District Library. I will bring that over to you. And we appreciate everyone's assistance in getting the word out about this.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing for people to know about this, because we do have services available here in Lenawee County. And that's what I keep saying all the time, is that we are so fortunate to have such so many different resources, and help is available, Bob.
Absolutely. It's the greatest thing to come through that door, walk down the aisles there, and just interact and hear from those service providers. And again, it's that thing where, you know, let's break the stigma down.
Yeah.
And let's focus on, you know, come for the lunch, stay yep. for the services.
There you go.
You know, that sort of thing. So, you know, if you're have one thing to do, hey, let's get a free lunch.
That's right.
But then while you're there, let's look at the services that are available. And again, it's that thing where, you know, it might not be the services that you need, all of them, but thinking about family members, thinking about neighbors. So, you know, as the holidays come up, things
oh, yes.
like that, as budgets constrict, say, oh, you know, I remember there's this, you know, service provider that could help you.
Right.
You know, grandparents, other relatives. So just a tremendous opportunity to connect.
Once again, let's remind everyone when and where this is going to be happening, Chelsea.
Yes, it is going to be Wednesday, November 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lenawee County Fair and Event Grounds. And transportation will be available if you call the Lenawee Public Transportation Authority at 517-265-4444 and let them know that you are going to Project Connect.
265-4444. Great. All right. This is going to be such a great thing, and take advantage of it. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. Yeah. Follow us on Facebook, Project Connect of Lenawee County, for more information, and we'll see you on the 12th.
Exactly. Chelsea Boss, thank you so much for being on the program and telling us more about this.
Thanks for having us.
And Bob Benke as well. Thank you so much.
Great to be here. Thanks, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.